Welcome to this month's Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
And I'm Redonda Miller, president of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Redonda, we have something really important to talk about, at least in my estimation, this month, and that's Hopkins' involvement in the local community, and especially with regard to jobs. Help me to understand just what a big problem this is.
The problem is far-reaching, Elizabeth. I mean, you walk even just a few feet from the Johns Hopkins Hospital, and you run into areas that are really struggling, areas that are impoverished. They lack jobs. There are food deserts, local blight, boarded up buildings, and it manifests in the health of our local area residents. This translates into lower life expectancies, poorer health. If you look at just the life expectancy of our neighbors in East Baltimore, which averages around 70 years, compared to wealthier counties in the state where people are expected to live up to age 84, that is a huge disparity.
It is a huge disparity. Help me to understand how that happens, the disparity, and especially with regard to health.
Well, I think you hit upon the key point. So how do health outcomes tie into the socioeconomic status of a community? There's actually a very strong link. When you think about living in an impoverished area and you don't have employment or gainful means of supporting yourself, prescriptions, number one, are expensive. How are you going to pay for that? How are you going to exercise and take care of yourself if you're scared to go out at night? These areas have food deserts. How do you buy healthy food and eat right and not rely on local fast food or what's available at the convenient mart? And importantly, being healthy takes time. And if you are on a bus on three different routes trying to get to and from work, you don't have the luxury of time to even work on keeping yourself healthy.
This, of course, is a really big problem. And how is Johns Hopkins attempting to help?
Well, I think the first thing we did, honestly, is to assess the needs of our community. What is it that will help them most with taking care of chronic diseases and maintaining health? We conducted a community health needs assessment a couple of years ago where we sought the input of over 750 stakeholders in the community via focus groups, surveys, interviews, and we asked them, what is it that you need for your health? And we heard loud and clear, we need jobs and education. So that is why the Johns Hopkins Hospital and all of Johns Hopkins Medicine has chosen to focus on gainful employment. So what are we actually doing? Well, maybe I'll start with jobs. We have a real focus to try to hire locally. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Hopkins Local. This is an initiative where we have stated with clear goals and intent that we will hire at least 40% of individuals in certain targeted positions from one of our local zip codes. And the first year into it, 2016, we exceeded that target. So we're very proud of that. We have several other workforce initiatives to hire locally. Another one I'll mention that we're proud of is our Returning Citizens Program. This is an effort to hire individuals who have either been incarcerated or are returning to the workplace from a time of hardship. We partner with Turnaround Tuesday to provide them with necessary job skills and then bring them into our organization. In the past 3 years, we've hired over 400 such employees, and I have to tell you, they're some of our best employees. So that's the jobs front. Then there's the training piece, because we want the youth of our local zip codes to be trained to enter the workforce into really meaningful jobs that translate into meaningful careers. So what are we doing in that front? I'll start with our summer jobs program. Each summer, we bring Baltimore area students, usually in their teens, into Johns Hopkins for 8-week internships. And these internships are paid, and we expose them to healthcare on the front lines. This past summer, we had over 400 Baltimore City youth join us in the hospital health system and university. Another program, PTEC, Pathways in Technology Early College High School. This is a program hosted at Dunbar High School here locally in partnership with Johns Hopkins and Baltimore City Community College, where we take students and provide them training where they receive both a dual high school diploma and a 2-year post-secondary degree. And along the way, Hopkins provides paid internships and advanced training in STEM-based careers. We had an enrollment of 50 students the first year. Now we're up to 100. And our goal, honestly, is when these students finish the program, that we're able to hire every single one. So that's just a taste of what we're doing.
Do we have any outcomes data on any of these so far?
You know, we're new to this, so we don't have great outcomes data. I can tell you, for instance, our returning citizens program, 86% of those employees are with us long term, which is very high for healthcare. Our turnover, our average turnover, is much higher than that. So we do have some process intermediate outcomes, but to your point, we really want to make sure that we evaluate these programs going forward. One key area of evaluation is not just how many employees locally that we hire, but how many move up the ranks of the institution, so that perhaps they come in at an entry-level career, but then they progress to become the leaders of the institution tomorrow.
Well, that's certainly an outcome that I'll be looking forward to, and I bet you will be also. What are the plans for the future?
Well, absolutely. I think the plans for the future are to build on these programs. You know, when I look back over a century ago at our founding father, Mr. Johns Hopkins, and he very much articulated a vision that Johns Hopkins Hospital would care for the indigent sick of the city without respect to age, race, color, etc. I'm not for sure he would have conceived that taking care of the citizens meant employment and hiring and training, but I think honestly he would look back with great pride to see what we're doing.
Outstanding. What a great message. On that note then, that's this month's Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
And I'm Redonda Miller, president of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.